At last, EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, is on the air. Today's show is brought to you by Virtually Ready, where you can extend your reach with web presence solutions. And by Avalon Design Unlimited, your straight-to-the-point design source. Up next is episode number 2 of Business Development Radio with your host, Liz Lynch.
This is Trey Pennington, and you're listening to the Entrepreneur Podcast Network.
Wesley, what has an event done for you and your business success?
I went to my first event about 3 months after I started, and what it did for me was I met people who were successful in the business, and I got a chance to talk to them one-on-one, and I realized at that moment that if they can do it, I can do it.
Nitsa, from your perspective, why is attending live events important to one's future success?
First of all, you're just not going to know which event is going to be yours. So much happens within a live event with the training and the information and how it impacts us, whether it's just watching someone and how they conduct themselves, or hearing a speaker and something they say on the stage, or just a look that, you know, you get from a team member where you can really sense what's going on with them, and a shift happens, and all of a sudden it might be something that you have heard or maybe seen and read many times over, but it finally clicks.
You're the main man. You're the guy who comes from the middle of nowhere, spends 47 hours in transportation just to show up because you know the importance of events. Events helps people really see what other people are doing so they know they can do it themselves.
I went to an event, and that changed my business. It changed my income. It changed my attitude.
The go-to source for major live event on-the-scene coverage, it's all right here on EPN, your entrepreneur information source for 2010.
You're listening to EPN.
Is your business website neglected, stagnant, and outdated? Give your brand the attention it deserves with a fresh, new, modern approach to your web presence, one that creates a fully dynamic, interactive experience for your website visitors. Introducing Social Web Fusion by Virtually Ready, fusing your brand seamlessly with a flexible, content-based website and professional social web presence. Visit virtuallyready.com and extend your reach today.
This is Amber MacArthur. Join me weekly for Command N, your technology web trend information source, right here on EPN.
And now it's time for Business Development Radio and Liz Lynch.
Welcome, everyone, to Business Development Radio on EPN, the e-podcast network. I'm your host, Liz Lynch, of bizdevqueen.com, and the author of Smart Networking, Attract a Following in Person and Online. Business development is all about creating opportunity. Your business won't move forward at all if you're not creating new relationships, new products, and finding new ways to reach out to your market. You have to put yourself out there. You just do. And the more that you do, not only will you generate more opportunities, but more will come to you as well. That's really the beautiful thing. On every episode of BizDev Radio, we give you the tips, tools, resources, and mindset to create big opportunities for your business. And today's show is all about how to use your blog as a key BizDev tool. You know, when blogs first came out on the market several years ago, they were mainly a tool for self-expression. The early adopters used them for creative writing, journaling, capturing their thoughts on personal topics that were of interest really only to no one but themselves. Then businesses started to discover blogs as a way to more easily share information with customers and prospects. They like them because, well, first of all, blogs are much easier to update than websites. You don't have to know HTML. You don't have to know programming. You don't even have to know a programmer. If you can write an email, you can blog. It's that simple. You just type your text, format it, press publish, and you're done. Your post is now accessible on the World Wide Web to everybody. And search engines love blogs because every blog entry is a separate web page. And, you know, the way search engines work is the more web pages that are out there with your name and content and links, the higher up you rank, the more you look like an authority, and the more chances people have to find you and want to work with you. Okay, so here's some reasons why you need to have a blog if you're in business. First of all, your blog is always on, right? Like your website, potential business partners and customers can find you, learn more about you, see what you know, and decide whether to contact you and to work with you. You can only talk to so many people in person or on the phone about what you do and who you are, but the work you do on your blog, the articles, the posts, the comments that you make, you do that once, and then that content stays alive forever, so you can be found and read anytime, anywhere. Unlike your website, however, blogs are much better at helping you differentiate yourself from your competitors. Let's face it, most websites sound the same. They all have the standard things on them, the About Us page, the Services page, client testimonials, but they're also written in the same voice. You know, that marketing brochure speak that we feel we're supposed to use because that's what people expect when they arrive at a business website. You don't expect your website to have personality. You just don't. In contrast, blogs have a voice, your voice. What you choose to write about, the perspective you take, the advice you share, the pictures you decide to use, the people you talk about, all of that are better reflections of who you are and what you know than the brochureware on most websites. Okay, so that's one reason. Another reason is that blogs allow you to interact with your customers. Now, that's a whole nother thing that websites are missing, a way for customers to share their thoughts with you. Now, you might think that will leave you open to negative criticism, and frankly, if you're afraid of that, how much can you really stand behind your product? You really have bigger issues to worry about, quite frankly. Of course, you're never going to please everyone, and nor should you try, but opening a channel for communication shows your willingness to include people in the conversation, to hear them out and what they have to say. And everyone likes to feel included. And really, these days with social media, customers expect to have a voice. They expect to have your ear on what they have to say. So readers can comment on your blog posts, acknowledge their agreement or disagreement on what you write, build in the ideas that you present, and just be part of the dialogue. You know, and all of this is extremely important in building relationships with them and getting them to know, like, and trust you. Another reason is that blogs help you add value to your network. This is a huge reason to have a blog, is it helps you add value to the people that you know. So I use my blog at smartnetworkingblog.com not only as a marketing tool for myself, but also as a networking tool to promote the great work that my friends and colleagues are doing as well. You know, these are things that I think people should know about. So writing about these folks and even letting them contribute guest articles exposes them to my audience and helps them gain greater awareness and a bigger following. And to me, that's what makes networking fun, you know, and the kind of networking I like to do. I have a broad view of what networking is anyway. You know, to me, it's not about working a room or begging for business. And that's the networking that most people have an image of and that so many people hate. And frankly, I hate it too. You know, the best networking isn't forced. It's organic. When you're doing your thing and at the same time you're including others and giving them a way to be part of it and promoting them at the same time, that gives them great benefit. It's really a win-win-win. So those are some key reasons to have a blog. One, it's always on. People can find you and see what you know and how much you know at any time of day. It really speaks for you when you're not there. Two, It's a better differentiator than your website and is likely to rank higher in search engines than your website because the content is refreshed much more often. I mean, let's face it, you know, how often are you adding stuff to your website, right? Third, it allows you to interact with your customers, giving them an opportunity to be heard and be part of the dialogue. And finally, it's a way to bring value to your network, helping them spread the word about what they're doing to the people who read your blog. Now, just to expound on this further, I just want to share two examples of how business can come to you through your blog. And there's really unlimited ways, but here are just really two examples from my own experience. Here's what happened to me. So in the first example, I got an email from one of the board members of an organization who was looking for a speaker to give a seminar on networking. And she had found my blog, and this is before my book came out, right? So I wasn't even as visible as I am now. So she had found my blog, read through some posts, and immediately was able to relate to me. One is because I write very much like I speak, right? It's very conversational. You know, it's not corporate speak. It's, you know, it's the way I would speak if you were right in front of me. She also got a strong sense for my perspective and approach to networking. So she contacted me completely out of the blue, sent me an email, and then we spoke on the phone, and I was hired on the spot, right? And she basically said, I found your blog, I read your post about Facebook, and at that time, seems so long ago, I didn't get Facebook. I know it was really a long time. And she didn't either. So immediately we bonded over that. And so then after speaking on the phone, she hired me to give a networking event to her organization. And then a few months later, one of the participants at the event hired me to give a similar seminar to her organization, right? So I got two pieces of business out of one blog entry, which is amazing. So that's my first example of getting speaking business from my blog. Now, my second example revolves around getting coaching business. So one of my clients, Deborah Flate, who is a business strategy consultant in the interior design industry, you can find her at dialogue-consulting.com. Now, she first came on my radar screen when she left a comment on my blog last year. She had read my book, Smart Networking, and found my website. And on the homepage of my site, I ask readers to go to my blog and share their success stories about networking, which she did. So she left a very thoughtful and well-written post about how she used to hate to network. It was like sticking needles in her eyes is what she said. But after reading my book, she learned to be strategic and targeted, you know, based on the concepts that I explained. And so not only does she enjoy it more, she's also gotten better results. So she felt compelled to share that on my blog. So because of that, that's how I first heard of her. And I invited her then to be a guest on my radio show at smartnetworkingradio.com. Because I wanted her to share her story and to tell the listeners, you know, where she had thought about networking before and what her thinking with it was now, and really just show people that if you just change your perspective, you can get a whole new level of results. So we had a great interview, and then a couple of weeks later, she contacted me and said, you know what, I would love for you to be my marketing coach. And so that came out of the blue, right? So there's so many ways that a blog can lead to business because it's a way for people to connect with you. It's a way for people to interact with you. And it's a way for people to understand better what you know. All right. So now that you know what a blog can do for you and how really easy it can be to generate new business without any strain or effort, and how really essential this all is to your business development strategy. What I'm going to do on our next episode is give you some step-by-step guidance on starting up and maximizing your blog. Now, I did an interview a couple, last year, where I asked people, you know, do you have a blog or do you have a blob, right? It's easy to start a blog, but it's not so easy to maintain it sometimes. And if you don't have a strategy, if you don't have a process, a routine, it can really just sit there doing nothing for you. So on our next episode, I'm going to give you some very specific guidance on how to really start your blog and maximize it so you can get the results you want. We'll talk about how often to blog, what to blog about, and additional resources you should look into if you really want to ramp up your blogging results. Okay, so until then, thanks so much for tuning into BizDev Radio here on the ePodcast Network. Please join me next time for more tips, tools, techniques, and mindset strategies for creating opportunities and building relationships that help you build your business. Signing off, this is Liz Lynch of BizDevQueen.com. Thanks for listening.
This EPN broadcast was brought to you by Virtually Ready, where you can extend your reach with web presence solutions. And by Avalon Design Unlimited, your straight-to-the-point design source.
This is the ePodcast Network. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.